This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Fireworks laws in North Carolina, where I grew up, were pretty restrictive. And I remember friends driving down to South Carolina, which has laxer laws, to buy bottle rockets and Roman candles, which they'd smuggle back up I-95. Well, according to the American Pyrotechnics Association, most states have restrictions on airborne fireworks, and that has given rise to a thriving black market. Here's Youth Radio's Ike Sriskandaraja.
California bans anything that flies into the air and explodes. But for residents who want to celebrate the independence of our nation by blowing things up, you could head over the mountains to more firework-friendly Nevada, or you could head into the virtual black market on your computer. On Craigslist, you'll find listings like fireworks, free delivery, and everything you need for your 4th of July. So I thought I'd call one of them up.
Hello?
Hi, I saw your Craigslist post for fireworks.
Yeah, what kind of stuff are you looking for?
You can find bottle rockets, Roman candles, mortars, just a click and a call away. What's harder to get is an interview. Could I talk to you for the story?
Nah.
I don't know, man.
Might have to talk to my manager about that one.
And for good reason. Possessing large quantities of illegal fireworks is a felony in California, punishable by a year in jail and up to $50,000 in fines. But one firework dealer in Stockton is willing to take the risk.
It's not something like I prefer to do. You know, there's always that spice of danger that you gotta watch out for.
In a well-lit parking lot at night, he lays out some of his merchandise on the hood of a car.
I got the artillery shells. Did you get the pictures of the other ones?
I think I can hear some fireworks now.
Oh, yeah. They're going off already.
And what keeps these fireworks coming into California are people like this guy and his business partner.
I have a buddy of mine that goes down to Nevada and brings back a U-Haul truck that's full. And then basically I just help them distribute it.
Their truck carries about $2,500 worth of product, and he figures they'll double their money on resale. This vendor is relatively small-time. In other parts of the state, police recently seized stockpiles of fireworks worth more than $500,000.
I bet if it is profitable enough, then there are big criminal enterprises working in this area, quite professionalized.
Steve Weber teaches at UC Berkeley School of Information and co-wrote a book on the black market economy of the 21st century.
The mistake is to think of this as sort of like fly-by-night stuff. These are really serious people, and they are as entrepreneurial and as innovative and as venturous as anyone you will meet in Silicon Valley.
Actually, just south of Silicon Valley is a hotbed of illegal firework trafficking. The police department in San Jose says the crime ranks low on its list of priorities. But for the chair of the California Board of Forestry and Fire Protection, Keith Gillis, it's a major concern.
California is the most flammable place on earth by most people's reckoning. We can have 400 to 500 fires a year whose origin is fireworks.
Mostly illegal fireworks. And all those fires can cost millions in damage and cost millions more to put them out. Something Gillis says to consider before lighting up this 4th of July.
As fast as you can. Go.
In Oakland, California, I'm Ike Sriskandaraja for Marketplace.